let's be clear about what is actually happening here or intended to be happening here by PennDOT. This is nothing more than a proposal by the governor to raise taxes or tolls, whatever you want to call them, their taxes, without legislative approval. It's not enough in their minds that Pennsylvanians already pay the second highest gas tax in America. And I hear about that every single day from my constituents. But in addition to that, PennDOT did this in a very stealth manner, using an obscure board and bending and stretching and using legal sleight of hand to try and say they have the approval to tax these originally unnamed bridges, and that's part of the sleight of hand that they used by announcing a major project, approving a resolution that had zero specifics, as our chairman pointed out when he read that to you earlier today. No specific bridges, no specific amounts, really nothing fleshed out, but they thought that met their requirement in order to tax the driving public of Pennsylvania without legislative approval. So we have a process problem here, we have a taxation problem here, and we have an overspending problem here. So I think at the very least, we must change the P3 process as they are interpreting it. I think already this is an illegal move, but at the very least, this legislation will help us to change that P3 process to void that resolution that was passed illegally, and then we can move forward with talking about PennDOT funding in future times. The other thing I wanted to clarify, the P3 legislation that was passed years ago has included some important things, to allowing the public and private sectors to work together to efficiently replace many bridges here in Pennsylvania. But we must remember, when that was passed, it was already after the previous Interstate 80 tolling was proposed by the state and rejected by the federal government. And as a matter of fact, after it was rejected, the provision allowing the tolling of interstate highways at the federal level expired. So we were in the context, in the passage of the original P3, knowing that the feds did not allow the tolling of interstates in Pennsylvania. So to say that after the fact, a federal law changed, so that gives us this avenue to now toll interstates, truly goes beyond the intent and the vision behind the P3 legislation. So if nothing else, we have to change that bill, that law that's on the books, to clarify that this was done illegally, this was done in the dark of the night, without transparency, without public approval, which now, again, after the bridges are announced, after different timelines have passed, they're now talking about, oh, we're going to take public input now. The cart has already left the station. It's time to just repeal this major initiative and go back to the drawing board. So thank you, Chairman Langerhall. I thank my colleagues for standing with us on this very critical matter for the folks in my district and throughout all of Pennsylvania.